Welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast, presented to you by Cooper Tires and the Justice Brothers, and an episode of Catching Up With. This time it's Marco Andretti. Spent about 15 minutes with Marco here recently. Two primary subjects. The first one, which intrigues me, and that's Marco's decision to buy in and become a co-owner of the car that he drives. So, driving for Andretti Herta Autosport with Curb Agajanian. So there's four co-owners right there. Marco has decided that he's going to add his name as well. So not just his name on the entry list as a driver, but also as a team owner. And I found that to be a rather fascinating thing, knowing that obviously he drives for his father. His father has gone from being a driver to being a team owner, and now his son has become a co-entry owner within the team that his father owns. So, yeah, a little bit of a mental jungle gym there, but interesting nonetheless. So that was the main reason for ringing Marco. Also wanted to get his thoughts about the 2019 season, knowing that he will have Mark Bryant, a young race engineer from New Zealand. Mark is someone who worked with Pato O'Ward last year in the Andretti Autosport Indy Lights program, and those two just kicked all kinds of behind on the way to Pato winning the championship. Mark was also Pato's engineer at Sonoma, where the kid qualified fifth on his IndyCar debut and finished ninth. So on top of all the positive things that he did there, we potentially have a young race engineer who's now going to work with Marco, a rookie engineer who looks like he could be one of the good ones too. So got Marco's thoughts on that change. And away from the track, Marco and I share a deep, deep passion for old school hip hop. So honestly, this was a nice time to just talk about racing related stuff, because being perfectly honest, whenever we do get a chance to catch up, whether it's in person or by text or whatever, it's usually just sharing ideas for what to listen to or new albums or new mixtapes, whatever. So nice to spend a little bit of time talking about racing and nothing but racing. So also some good insights from him towards the end about his mindset coming into this year. So Catching Up With, it's our short form interview show. It was about 15 minutes with Marco, and let's get going, all courtesy of Cooper Tires and the Justice Brothers. So Marco, I love the fact that of the, I would say, high value off-season news heading into 2019, not only have you had your name physically on the car you've driven for many years now, you now have your name on the entry list, too, on the owner's side. What led to that? I mean, do we just assume that your dad was a role model, obviously, as a team owner? Or what was the, where did this conversation start in your head?
You know, obviously, that's a given. I mean, you know, I think you look at how successful the team has been since he's been an owner. It's super impressive. And, you know, with him and Brian Herta, it's so cool to be around and watch how they work and stuff. And, you know, I've been pretty heavily involved from Nazareth, you know, just really talking to Dad and JF and, you know, a lot of the higher ups over there. And you know, I've sort of been privy to the financial side of things, and grown to see how that stuff works and, you know, have, helped them with different ideas here and there with that type of stuff. But I think, you know, on the technical side, there was stuff that, you know, as a driver, you're not always privy to and stuff like that. So, you know, it basically started with, I just wanted to invest back into the team that I've been with for so long and the sport I love so much and, you know, try to be smart about the future and stuff like that. And basically it's a way for me to be more involved in the day-to-day decisions, you know, on my specific car as well. You know, and just basically be kept appraised on items where I otherwise maybe wouldn't have been, right? So, and also, you know, in the process, I've grown a lot closer to Rob Edwards and Eric Bretzman, and it's been a lot more fun to work closer with them than I've been able to in the past, and, you know, obviously with Brian as well. So, you know, it's just more fun to just be, you know, privy to stuff that I wouldn't be otherwise, and be more involved in the decision-making process and stuff like that, and it's just fun, you know. It's a sport I love so much, right? So there's a lot more to than just the driving side for me. And, you know, on top of it all, I think despite perception, Dad, you know, he does tend to make sure he doesn't push things too hard for my car, you know, to avoid showing favoritism and stuff like that, you know, which he'll tell you. But, you know, now I can go in and work hard with the team and push things for myself in a more productive manner, you know. So, you know, like basically go in and try to fight for my own destiny on some things. And but being able to work and be a part of the day-to-day stuff, a lot of times as a driver, when you just find out, oh, they made this decision, you don't know why. Yeah. And so sometimes you question it and it's like, but now, you know, these guys do a great job of what they do. You know, Rob and all those guys, they're great leaders. And so being able to be more involved in the stuff like that, you grow a bigger respect for what these guys have been doing, right? Instead of just asking questions from Nazareth, right? It makes a lot more sense, you know, to me being more involved. And, you know, yeah, like I said, I mean, I've been part of the financial business side for a long time, and even I've helped them in several different creative ways as well from here. And so, you know, now more on the technical side.
So I'll come back to some of the ownership angles and some of that stuff in a moment, but you mentioned one thing which I think might be an interesting evolution for you or development for you. So as you mentioned, you've been accustomed for, you know, more than a decade now of driving for the team, being an IndyCar driver, and knowing that role specifically. That also means the team, despite being Michael's son, the team has looked at you as a driver. What has it been like in this ownership, adding this ownership stake, knowing that if you're just still and only viewed as a driver, that wouldn't be correct, right? How has that evolution been done, or what have you felt? Because now you do have the full right to ask some questions that maybe you shouldn't have before. You have the ability to say, no, that's not the direction I believe is correct, and it's not Marco the driver.
Well, yeah, it's not only to go in and question things. I kind of already touched on it. Like, I think the big reason it helps is that just being there and listening to why they did X, Y, or Z, there's not a lot of questions that I even have. That's how good they are, you know, as far as their decision making and stuff like that. But you know, I think, oh, I'm gonna go outside. These dogs are, somebody just got here.
No worries.
Yeah, so I think just being involved, you know, like I said, a lot of times when you're just in Nazareth and you get some news about, oh, this happened, you're like, you don't understand why. And sometimes that can create, I don't want to say animosity, but you're gonna have questions from me, and it's just stuff like that. But now, you know, it's a lot more organic, you could say, because we're working together. Rob and I are on a daily texting, definitely weekly texting basis, and we keep each other up to date on things, because there's sometimes that I might even find out something before Rob, just chatting with my dad, you know. And so we keep each other up to date, so we're on the same page. And so just that type of communication, I think that's the word, communication, I think has just made things a lot nicer internally to work, you know, because I want to be somebody who's easy to work with as well. So it's been really good since that.
Let's talk a little bit about the driving and ownership side. Obviously, with this already being a 2 or 3 point entry with, you know, the Andretti Herta Autosport, the Kurt Bagajanian, now with your name added to that entry list as well, what do you see, Marco, in terms of the future, right? I'm hoping you're not planning on retiring on date X, but do you look at this investment that you've made in this entry as something that, from a business standpoint, whenever you want to step away from the cockpit, you do have a business that you can carry on with?
Yeah, I mean, I love the sport too much, right, to just be like, I'm done, right, and walk away. It's been part of our entire family for so long, and, you know, yeah, I don't want to just be a driver and walk away from it, you know. But, you know, now that I see how the sausage is made, I don't know if I want to dive head on into owning the holding company and all that, because, I mean, you know, my dad deals with a lot of tough stuff, right? So it's not easy, you know, and so I think this is a great start for me to just get my feet wet, right? And, which is kind of what Dad said, right, in that release. But, you know, I think it's just, yeah, I'm really, really involved in a lot of different businesses. You know, I'm a racing driver, but I'm trying to be smart for the future. You know, which, because obviously, you know, you can't drive forever and stuff like that. But, you know, I still have a lot of huge goals on the driver's side, you know, ahead of me. And I think a big reason for me to try to make a move like this was to help that side of things as well, right? So, you know, I still have a ton of unfinished business as an IndyCar driver. But, you know, I'm in real estate, I'm in aviation. Somehow I managed to not lose money on airplane, which is good, which is rare.
You're the guy. You're the one guy who hasn't. Boats, yeah, next. Let's see if you can do it on boats. Then we will know you've been anointed.
No, that's Hunter Ray. That's
yeah, all right. He's got that covered.
Yeah. But anyway, no, I'm just trying to be smart about it. You know, these off seasons are so long, and you can only run on so many treadmills and stay, you know, fit. And, you know, they're just too long. I want to drive more, obviously, is the number one thing. But, you know, sometimes we find ourselves with more time and, you know, just trying to make good decisions in the meantime.
Let's talk about goals for this upcoming season here. I mean, it's almost here, believe it or not. But so your driving goals, we often talk about that before the season and what it is you're hoping to achieve or any tweaks or adjustments you might be making from inside the cockpit. Curious, though, Marco, if now, entering your first full season as a co-owner of the car you drive, are there any business goals, education goals? You know, hey, I'm going to be learning about this side every time I go to the track as well when I'm not in the car. Just curious if there are any things you can think of where you're like, all right, as a business, you know, a co-owner of this entrant, and now as a, you know, in this side of the racing business, there are things you're hoping to learn and fortify as well.
Yeah, but I'm definitely, like, I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm going to take a backseat to the real, like, decision makers. And I think the one thing Dad wanted to see for me is just for me to have more faith in you know, the very talented people he puts around me. And that's what I'm going to do. Like, I'm not going to sit there and get, I'm going to just focus solely on my driving. And, you know, it's awesome that I'm more involved in stuff like that, but I'm going to trust the people around me. Like, I really think that everybody is just extremely talented at their given roles. Right. And, you know, and I'm just going to drive a race car. I mean, I'm not going to let this distract me from, you know, I'm still Marco the race car driver, basically.
So on the topic of the race car driving, just put up a story after speaking with Rob Edwards about some of the engineering adjustments across the entire team for 2019. And the one I was so pleased to read about was you're going to get to work with Mark Bryant, who I rate as, you know, if we're just talking potential, that kid has the potential of being a great IndyCar engineer. What are your thoughts? What are you looking forward to? I mean, I don't want to put too many expectations on the kid's shoulder and, you know, crush him before we get the season started, but tell me about this new relationship working with him, race engineer and driver.
Yeah, I mean, one thing about, you know, just becoming a veteran and all that is I had to really make myself just drive the car, you know, because a lot of things that I noticed was, you know, and that's why I don't want to especially let this new move, you know, make this even worse. But, like, I would get preconceived notions all the time in my head because of previous experience. And a lot of things that I see with rookies is, I'm sounding so old right now, but it's so true, is, you know, sometimes ignorance is bliss, man, and it's fast, you know. And sometimes, you know, I don't want to go out there after if we make a roll center change, and I'm like, oh, it's probably going to do this, right, and it's probably going to do this. So this guy is so good at just tell me what the car's doing, and I'm going to fix it, you know. And I think that is a big change for me, you know, where I'm like, a lot of times I got too involved in the engineering side, right? So I'd be, you know, I would, because this happened to me somewhere else, I would have that in my head. So now I'm trying to just go at it with a completely, you know, clear mind and just drive. Because I remember, you know, as a rookie, that's what all I did, and it works, you know. It's like, so, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things about rookies that make them fast, right? So I'm trying to take a page from their book and keep the good pages from my book.
I like the sound of that, man. It's kind of one of the things I try and do each day. Wake up blissfully ignorant. I usually don't have a problem doing that, so it kind of works out on its own. But I like that approach. Well, let's close in something that, you know, you and I, it's probably the most common topic we touch on. It's not about being a co-owner of a race car or a driver. What do you listen to most recently, or what have you been enjoying in the world of hip-hop, knowing that despite our ages, we're kind of stuck in the 80s and 90s, and a couple of new artists as well, but what's been on the playlist lately?
Yeah, I think you and I are similar because, you know, it's I find it harder and harder to like the brand new hip hop stuff. You know, I find myself, you know, sounding like the old guy, like, ah, these new kids and stuff. Cause, you know, I'm able to be friends with some of the guys that, you know, I've done it a long time ago and, it's changed quite a bit, but, you know, I still like the old stuff, to be honest. You know, I can't even pick out. I'm so I'm too diverse. Like, I could run on the treadmill for an hour and a half, and it's five different genres you'll hear during that, you know. So it's not just hip-hop. It's kind of everything.
Well, I've, for the most part, this week, and I think even last weekend, I've been listening to the same mixtape over and over again, and I'm so dumb. I didn't even know I had it. So one of my favorite DJs is a guy out of New York named J Period, and been a big fan of his work. I happened to buy kind of a best of thing that he made, and it actually looks like a cassette. It is a cassette, but it's actually a USB drive with about 10 different albums on it. And I downloaded all that. Great. I already had a lot of it, but I guess I missed the fact that he did a part two of a mixtape with Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest, and it's about an hour and 10 minutes long. And I've listened to it, iTunes is telling me 6 times in the last 3 days. So that's the thing I'm gigging out on. So we will have to exchange good stuff when we see each other here shortly. Well, Marco, thanks again, man. I'm excited for you. And I'm just, anytime that I hear about a driver who is both in the present but also saying my future, what can I do to secure it financially? Something you've been doing already. So again, not saying this is brand new to you, but I just love hearing, no, I'm not 1,000% focused only on today. I'm also trying to make sure that my future is a secure thing as well. It's not something enough drivers do, or sometimes drivers wait until the ends of their career and it's a little bit too late to really make a big impact.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, I'm trying to balance that with still staying 110% focused on just driving a race car. So I think that's more my off-season project.
And that was catching up with Marco Andretti. Hopefully that was an enjoyable and quick piece of podcast fun. On the podcast front, we'll mention that I'm still doing some final proofing of it. So if you find any bugs, you find any typos, please let me know. Shoot me a DM or whatever. Let me know via social media. But MarshallPruittPodcast.com is now live. It is our central home archive for every single thing we've ever posted. This should be episode 496. So we're coming up on 500, which is kind of a fun milestone, knowing that we kicked off this podcast in May of 2016. So we've got the third anniversary not too far away. We've got our 500th episode coming up. And yeah, all right, Pruitt, you should have gotten that website there done, I don't know, 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, but it's here finally. I'm really happy with it. Broken things into categories, so you click on the Catching Up With tab, and it'll be all the episodes we have there. Week in IndyCars, Week in Sports Cars, My Racing Life and Career, the audio features, you name it. Try to break things into categories. There's also a pretty good search function, too. So if you want to see, or if you want to listen, seeing would be hard on a podcast, but if you want to listen to everything I've done with an Andretti family member, you can certainly do that. Type in Andretti, and it will bring you back Mario, Michael, Jeff, and Marco, and John. And if there are any particular family members you want, you got them. And same applies to whomever else comes to mind. So you might check out the search function. I will be truthful in saying I did it just to test its function and was surprised by some of the things that came back, because coming up on episode 500... I have truly and genuinely forgotten about many, many, many. So anyways, MarshallPruittPodcast.com. It's also the place with just about every major way of subscribing that comes to mind offered there. Hopefully that'll be an easy thing too if you are not already a subscriber. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast presented by Cooper Tires and the Justice Brothers. Thank you for listening.